Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the... Oh, this is very professional the way we do this. Right, all right, please welcome to the stage. Oh, Toby hasn't done his spine rolls. It'll be a while. Sorry. Please welcome Scott Brennan! Toby Sullivan! Wes Snelling! Wes Snelling? Wes Snelling? All right, and me, the allegedly fabulous Adam Richard!
Yay! Yes.
Oh, dear.
Do you need one of them, Toby?
Yeah, I do. So I was just going to put
I bought your
out.
Bottle of show.
Okay. I thought I'll carve, shall I?
Yeah. Yeah, can you print out the script?
No. Yes. Yes. Oh, come on in. Hello. Come on in. Hi. Sit down.
Act one.
Great. Great.
I'm fine. I'm drinking the... where's my cup of brown sheet?
It's actually... No,
it's all the way over here. I literally just got out of bed, so okay. I'm still...
hi, everyone. Thanks for coming.
Yes.
Hi, this is Talking Puffy. How are you?
You look awkward. You look really uncomfortable.
He looks like he's in the show.
I know. Wes.
You can be Wes.
Hello, what's your name?
James.
James. That's all I wanted to know. Thanks. good. Goodbye.
You didn't ask the questions you normally ask. Cut or uncut.
Is there a reason why you're compelled to be here? You look very... Are you not compelled? Yeah. Is this part of a community service thing or something?
Yeah, yeah. Is this work for the doll?
Yeah. You've got the air of someone who is being made to sit there. Like somewhere in another room, someone is holding a gun to your wife's head. And
No. I don't think he's got a wife, Toby.
Maybe he's really early for Michael Chamberlain.
He might, yes.
And there's just a little earpiece just saying, sit in the fucking front, laugh. Or else,
no. You know what it is, because Ange says at the, she says, "Oh, Phil from the front," and he has,
and his name's Phil. No,
James. That's Scott's name online. Phil McCracken.
Phil from the front.
No, Phil McCracken.
Samantha from the back.
But yeah, so he's done the right thing and sat at the front, and now you're making merciless fun of him.
I know, I'm not making fun. We're loving him.
Tell you, if you want to sit in the front row and you don't want a comedian to speak to you, what you need to do is look really fucking eager, like this. Yeah, I want to be in the show. And we will be like, oh no, fucking nut bastard.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what?
So I'm just going to put your hand up at a few times. Something to say.
This is very true. I was discussing this with some friends last night. I've seen maybe, I don't know how many shows this festival.
Two.
But
Toby's been judging for one of the competitions.
Yes, I've been judging for the Toby Sullivan Award for what show shits me up the wall the most. And I'm proud to say, boys, we're a winner.
Yay!
Because your self-loathing overrides any other hatred.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've got internalised Mia-phobia.
Toby-phobia.
Toby-phobia, which is my online name. There has been, like, the most frightful plague of audience participation this festival.
Oh, really?
I reckon I saw 25 shows, and yeah. I've been participated, I reckon, 6 times. And in some of the most ghastly exercises.
Right, what was the worst?
The worst was...
When you had to make out with Scott Brennan in Miss Itchy.
Yeah, that's right. The worst is when I got drafted into this podcast.
Yeah.
It was a really good show, okay? Mm-hmm. It was a really good show, but we got pulled up, and she pulled up like 4 or 5 guys, and you had to like stand in a little garden she'd made on stage, and she put on hilarious funny hats and made you look very silly, and then you had to like
Sharon?
No, it was Clara Cupcakes.
Oh, I love Clara Cupcakes.
So I don't know if anyone saw Clara Cupcakes during the festival, but she's got this bit where she gets these guys up from the audience and they have to stand. She's got a little garden on stage, and it's an excuse to make a series of jokes about boys being in her yard.
Okay.
Oh, you're in my yard. Oh, you need to get into my yard a bit further. Oh, my yard's a bit untidy and you need to tidy my yard. And I don't know. Perhaps it's very funny. I don't know. I couldn't watch it. I was fucking part of it. And then you got to put on hats and, you know, and all this kind of shit. It's just like, I mean, you know, I work hard all day at a job I hate. And when I go to see a show, I just want to sit in the dark and watch people do things. Do you know what I mean? I don't go to the fucking cinema and expect George Lucas to come down the aisle and just say, could you just put this helmet on and breathe a bit heavily? I just want it to happen in front of me.
Do you think there should be, like, on the poster or in the Comedy Festival guide, it says audience participation?
Oh, no.
So you know. Because there have been a lot of audience members who've decided that there should be audience participation.
Yes.
Yes. In shows that do not have it.
Yep.
What I actually think is there should be a separate section of the program for audience participation shows, and all those shows should take place in fucking Finland.
Yeah, no. No, I reckon there should be a separate part of the audience, like the mothers with babies bit. Like, there should just be like a roped off like area.
Like a soundproofed area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like everyone sitting in that area's just got big eyes. Just like, no, I was just going to say, I fucking love you at the end of the festival, Toby, because you're so fucking angry every year. Every year you hate this.
I hate this. I just get tired, and like anger is the last emotion to be eroded. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I love? That Toby has gone to see a lot of shows in a comedy festival and none of them have made him happy.
That is true. Also true.
It's taken 4 weeks of comedy for you to be slightly less angry than normal. Like, this is him in a good mood.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. This is me. This is fucking Disney. This is Toby in the teacups with some fairy floss. Ah, slurp. Ah, hope lives. Ah, life is a rainbow.
Did Clara Cupcakes do that bit she does where she makes you fold the fitted sheet?
Yes.
That's really cute.
That was really funny. That was really nice. That's a nice bit of
Clara Cupcakes just sounds like the worst porn name ever, though.
Oh, she is a burlesque performer.
Oh, okay, right.
And then clowning, and like she's really good.
Right. Yeah, what was remarkable about her show was that she did burlesque and circus and all that sort of stuff, but found a way to make it palatable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was going to say. You don't normally hear burlesque, clowning, it was really good in the same sentence.
This is the thing.
Yeah.
It's really fascinating.
It's like if you've ever eaten, like the first time I had offal, it was like, on paper, this is really a bad, this isn't going to work. But then you're eating it and you're going, it's not so bad. It's just kind of like sort of like meat custard. This is okay. This isn't, you know,
like,
disastrous.
Like the first time you hear you're going to be eating raw fish.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing. Oh, that wasabi's quite nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like rimming. You all know what I'm talking about.
That is the longest we've gone in this podcast.
I know.
It's true.
Without mentioning
rimming. I just had to bring it home.
That is very true.
All we need now is to do a demonstration on a head of lettuce and we'll all be finished.
I just want to do the little census, I suppose, because this is the shelf versus the
Poofcast. This one is just the Poofcast.
Oh, there were
six people who bought tickets to the shelf.
Right.
And I contacted them all and said, do you want to change it? And none of them got back to me, so they're probably here.
Hi. Are there any shelf people here? Hands up if you're... No, they just went, fuck it.
Oh, there's one.
Really?
No.
So the other five went, I'd rather fucking waste that $20 than go and see these cunts, right?
He's sitting there with his phone in his lap like, they said they'd be here in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Jesus, Justin Hamilton's packed it on.
You know, Justin is in my... I'm in that podcast with
Justin. Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
So...
Oh, it's creepy.
That would mean you're fat.
Toby, he's talking about you.
He loves us.
Oh,
as
he
well.
Loves us as well. Thanks.
More than the shelf.
You're only saying if you were 3 rows back, you'd be saying you guys.
It's because you've been close to the Scott Brennan sphincter now.
Yeah,
like just sitting next to him is close to his sphincter. It's like there.
Yeah, yeah. Or, admittedly, being close is like a 2 kilometer radius.
Yeah, it's kind of astrophysical too.
Yeah.
Astronomical, astrophysical.
Also, thanks for coming out in the middle of a hailstorm.
Yeah.
To listen to us talk about Scott's
fuck off,
sphincter.
Hailstorm. It like rained for like 1 minute.
No, there was hail when I was in the shower. I was tempted not to come myself.
I can't believe you. I can't believe you hate the comedy festival but don't mind the weather.
Well,
what's going on with you?
On a day like today, the sky just expresses what I'm feeling.
Oh, it's like a baby on a flight.
Yeah. It's just like that. Exactly that.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Good one.
Spitting ice at people.
Yeah, I'm just walking along the street with like thunderbolts and stuff, just looking up at God, just going, I know, right? Yeah, slow walkers. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just me.
So, Scott, have you seen anything in the festival, or you've been trapped in your cunt cage?
I've been trapped in my cunt cage. No, I'm terrible at the festival. I never see anything. I saw Thomas Jasper's show.
Oh, yeah, because you were in it.
Well, no, I did a voiceover for
Yeah, so
it.
You went along to see your voiceover.
Yeah, like, no, I...
You needy cunt.
No. No, don't clap, because it's true. No, I do the voiceover at the beginning and the end, so I miss most of it. I'm like Wes. If they're not talking about me, I'm not paying attention.
How are you going there, Wes?
Yeah, no.
He's nodded off.
Good.
That's the people at home. Don't only you will know he's not here. Oh, I see.
Ah. I haven't seen.
So you didn't really see anything?
No.
Not even the show in the room before you, or?
No. Because, well, the show in the room after us was Frenchie.
I was going to say, you're in the same venue as Frenchie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, is everyone across Frenchie?
Does everyone know Frenchie?
You're all on the internet. Do you know Frenchie?
He's a YouTube phenomenon.
And we can say what we like because our audiences do not overlap. All right? Yeah. We can just fucking go to town on Frenchie.
It became Frenchie a bit of a running fan, festival though, joke.
Because Frenchie's, he's so misogynist and obviously hates women so much. He could actually be a boofter.
He could be a special guest.
Yeah.
He could be one of us.
He could be the fucking producer of this show. With
he's got
like
so
that.
Much anger. He could be you.
Actually.
Frenchie. No, I was, but he, because he's at the same venue as me. Last night, we were sitting there drinking after the show, and I look up, and Frenchie's playing table tennis with his shirt off.
Ew!
Which is just not a good thing. Oh God.
It's just, like, guys are so compulsive like that. Straight guys and gay guys, too, if you're a certain kind of fag, I suppose. Mm. I just love a little bit of, everybody wants a little bit of this. Everybody needs a bit of this in their lives.
At what point during this entire festival has it been warm enough to warrant shirt?
I know, yeah.
I can't talk. Like, I'm in next door here at the Imperial, and... The changeover in between shows, like I have a costume I wear for my show. Well, it's not a costume, it's a shirt and a blazer.
Yeah, but, yeah.
But
yeah.
I leave it in the venue. So often people will be coming in and I'll be like, halfway through getting changed.
Yeah, but have you taken a moment out from your busy schedule to just hit up some ping pong?
Well, I shot something out of my ass, but it wasn't a ping pong.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyone who came to the shelf will know, like, there was a light up my bum.
What?
There was, like, Ange's got here at the Imperial, she's got all these tiny little LEDs that you stick in a balloon when you inflate it, so the balloon lights up. And at the shelf one Monday night...
I thought you were making a funny story, and now I'm realising this is something that actually happened.
At the shelf on a Monday, like one Monday, I put several Easter eggs up my bum.
Oh, for God's sake!
And, like, and
oh, that's a hunt. I don't want to go on.
Spat
Jesus
them
Christ.
Out into the audience, and then on the last show, I put the little light up my bum.
This is fucking the shelf at Pat Pong. Just Jesus Christ.
The worst thing was, like, someone posted on their Facebook, or they posted their conversation with their wife who couldn't make it to the shelf, saying, oh, Adam put Easter eggs up his bum. And then she's gone, oh, did he throw them out into the audience next? He's like, yes, he did.
Yeah. Wow. I just love the way this is the gay podcast. And, well, you don't do that. It's like, right, fuck it. That's it. Come on.
No. As if you do that. That's good champagne.
I know, yeah. I'll wait till it's empty. But then it creates a suction. You can't get it out. Apparently.
Oh, wow.
Jennifer. No.
Is that how you get it out to wash it? He stopped douching though. He just pulls the whole thing out and runs it under the tap.
I lay it out on the front lawn and hose the fucking thing.
Scott's like a kilometer of it.
Scott's gone Dyson. He's completely bagless.
Yeah, it's full on. No. No, it's awkward flicks. Though, because when it's out on the front lawn, some of the kids in the neighborhood think it's a slip and slide. Get off! Get off! Wait!
Oh my God. forgot what happened in this podcast.
Why did we agree to do this again?
Why does he want to sit so near it?
He's hoping to get a little bit of special colon action.
No, he's gonna tweet, just saw the podcast, going home to shower.
Internally. Oh, dear. Should we do a letter?
Why
yes,
not?
Yes.
We've got some letters and I've got some other business to be getting on with. Here is a letter. Hi, Talking Poofy. They've spelt hi with a G-H. Like as in,
hi, Talking Poofy. Yeah, okay.
I know.
Even innovative. Fuck.
Okay, I hate this letter already.
And Talking Poofy is all one word. Weird. Not a long email, but more just a thank you.
Oh.
It's capitalised you for reasons I don't understand.
No, it's like, thank you.
Oh, good.
I reckon this is written by like a teenager on their phone on the tram.
Oh,
you know,
maybe.
You know how the iPhone caps lock is pretty capricious? Yeah. I reckon it's just...
I'd like to thank you three lads and guests for the Poofcast.
Aww.
As someone who is a little isolated from the community, insert grunty voice here.
Community.
Yep.
And a little alone on the inverted commas journey, the Poofcast has become to me not only a source of entertainment, but also an avenue of escape, enjoyment and self-acceptance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Karen Morgold's a big fan.
As a group, I'm sure you didn't intend to become the source of comfort for this Bevan, but I thank you. The Poofcast, whenever it comes out, keeps me company and always makes me smile. I apologies for the syntax of this email. Oh, okay, good.
Right. Right.
But in true Talking Poofy fashion, it is at the bottom of the second bottle.
Oh, bless you, Bevan.
Yeah.
Thanks again, lads, and Wes, and Ms. Jaspers.
Bevan.
Aww. Oh, that was very sweet.
I think that was actually a letter from Wes.
There weren't that many spelling mistakes.
Oh,
it was a bit weird the way he sort of made us sound a bit like the Tony Dilroy late night quiz, you know. I'm a pensioner living by myself, and my children have all moved to Queensland, and it is hard to have
Well, thanks for your call, Ruby. And,
yeah. Now, just about fisting, Tony.
Should I eat? I've tried those psyllium husks and they're not working for me.
And here's a song for you. We hope you're being fisted tonight.
Can you imagine if Tony Dilroy hurt, like someone brought up fisting? But, oh, yeah, look, that's a very interesting question. we'll get an expert in. But that
He's
is
got
not,
us on speed dial.
That is not the answer to the quiz. There.
I want someone to ring up Alan Jones and bring up fisting.
Because he might catch him off guard. He'll just start going, oh, wow, let me tell you.
When you're elbow deep in a teenager. Yeah.
Which is the title of your next comedy show.
Your microphone's gone funny.
Oh no.
Because you lean on the god. End of it.
Is that any better?
Yeah.
Oh god.
No, it's much worse. We can hear you now. Let's go back to this one.
You stop leaning on the end.
Oh
bit,
sorry. At least I've got a microphone and not just a tin with a bit of string on it. That.
Oh dear.
What would Kyle do if someone rang up about fisting?
Oh, I'm obsessed with I'm obsessed with Kyle lately because
Kyle talks like this. Oh, does. Oh, no. Like, can't, Jackie. You can't go.
But because lately he's put on a lot of weight, his fat is pushing on his larynx. And so now he's like,
I shouldn't have called about fisting. Nah, Jackie, I can't possibly fit anything more in. There's three little hundreds of two preachers up there.
He sounds like kind of a drag queen Dr. Zoidberg hybrid.
It's true, he's got fat voice. Like, the next time you listen to it, it's hilarious. Like, oh, Jackie. come on, Jackie.
Can you hear the...
Oh, you can? like, like the rictus.
Oh, Carl, you're terrible. You can't say that.
Oh. I think Jackie's been dead for 6 years. She's just a recording now. Oh, stop it, Kyle.
Kyle.
He's just pressing a stop it, Kyle. Oh, yeah, I think this before Jackie will laugh at that. I'll press that button now. I'm going to do this voice for the whole thing now. I'm going to talk about
fat
that.
Fat voice is the new favourite thing.
Oh, my God.
Fat larynx is my favourite.
Fat larynx.
It's a great drag name.
Fat larynx was my nickname in high school.
Fat larynx.
Hello, I'm Fat Larynx. Welcome to the Puff Car. Hang on, I've just got to finish this biscuit.
The worst thing is I'm fat. What am I doing? I'm fat shaming my own people. All right, here's this letter is, again, one of our listeners who thinks that, who enjoys the show but clearly thinks they can improve it. Over the years, I've enjoyed the trials and tribulations of the Poofcast. That's all they've been, really. Yep. Trials and tribulations. Yep. The highs and lows, the laughter and the tears, especially the tears. I think it's a play on word. I think it's tears.
Yeah, okay, all right, yeah.
Much funnier on paper.
You sure know your radio, Buster.
Now I think it's about time that you had the first annual Poofcast Awards.
Ah, yes, I like this.
Great idea.
Similar to the old Countdown Awards, only more credible. You can get Richard Wilkins to do the red carpet interview. Ooh, why would we do that? Mm. And maybe a drag queen like Angela Bishop to host. Categories could include Fister of the Year.
Oh.
Well, that's the only category he suggested.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, right. Great.
Run it by Channel 10. Let's face it, they'll broadcast anything. They broadcast fucking Joel Creasy in the jungle. Anyway.
Speaking of Fister of the Year. Yes.
You know my theory. He's not gay.
Yep.
He's no one is that gay.
Have you?
That's a character.
Adam's got a persistent theory that Joel is actually not gay, and yeah. that there's going to be a you know, a cataclysmic coming out in yep. 3 or 4 years.
Well, he'll get Melinda Buttle to write it for him.
Okay. I've never seen Joel Creasy and Frenchie in the same room.
Hang on a minute.
What?
Fuck.
Why would Joel Creasy agree to be at the Tuxedo Cat? anyway, as they say in the lead-up to the Oscars, for your consideration, Bevan. I like the idea of that, but it just sounds like hard work.
Yeah.
And all no. the categories.
Well, it just sounds like work.
It just sounds like some amount of work.
So, we're not doing that.
The Poofcast Awards, like the Golden Poofcasts, would be, like, they would start an hour and a half late.
Yeah.
They would go for 4 days.
Yep.
And Molly would win all of them.
Yeah.
There would be no other awards, not because he's excellent at everything, but because we've only ever written 4 jokes.
Yeah, they're all about him.
And they're mostly about him.
Yeah, Molly was the punchline to all of our jokes.
Yeah, yeah. So, which is actually proven in a nice circular reference by the fact that I used him as a punchline.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, jokes. Yeah. So, yeah.
Those of you playing at home, yes, I'm very up in my intertextuality.
Yeah.
Oh, but like, it would be good, though, because you'd be like, he'd be winning all the awards, and then it'd be like, all right, it's time to induct someone into the Poofcast Hall of Fame. And everyone'd be like,
that was Scott's nickname in high school.
Yay!
That's only because Alan Jones fisted him.
Yeah.
In high school.
Yeah.
But yeah. What?
No, I was just thinking about what would the awards be? Like, what would the statue, like, it'd have to be like a golden dildo. So the people who won them would have to rinse them. After, because we'd all have a crack.
It'd be a really big ammo bottle.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
functional.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't get an award. We'd just paint on ammo burn.
So you can look like Scott.
Yeah. Sorry, I was just in my own. Carry on.
Do you know what? Did I tell this story last time?
Which one?
About not having had amyl for a really long time and then doing it recently?
No.
No.
We haven't discussed this.
Oh, okay.
No.
I had eaten a lot. It was kind of stuck.
Wait. Are you using amyl as Metamucil?
Yes.
Oh my god.
laxative animal.
How fucked is your sex life? All right.
My boyfriend lives in a different city. So I was like, oh, maybe this might help shift.
So next time Nana goes, oh, I'm a bit blocked up. Oh, it's the same. There you go, Nana.
But the worst thing was I kind of forgot about, because I haven't been drinking for the last couple of years, and so I haven't really, you know, had recreational 4 a.m. ammo.
This is just ridiculous, right? You know that you know that saying that, like, if you've got a hammer, every problem looks like a nail?
Yes.
This is the worst level of gay MacGyver ever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, the car won't start. Throw some ammo at it! I think I've got termites. Maybe I should take some ammo and they'll go away.
Global warming.
Yeah.
Ammo!
Wouldn't you be horrified to find out that that was ammo that started global warming? Just some boofter had knocked one over at the pub.
Ah, shit.
But no.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. It all just fell out after that. but the thing was, I forgot about the ancillary problem, which is I always get on my, like, my soft palate up on the top of my mouth, like, these hideous burns.
What? Oh, because, like, you do it through your mouth.
You do it through the
mouth.
No,
I didn't do it through the mouth that time.
Really?
It was, yeah, because it goes through your sinuses down into...
But it still burnt the roof of your
yes.
mouth. Which, of course, when you smashed at the peel at 4 o'clock, you don't realize or care. That's
the next
the
day you wake
problem.
Up and think, oh, that kebab's caused me some damage in there.
No,
it's only now I'm able to draw the line between.
Really?
It was the Gatorade-sized bottle of ammo that you woofed up your guts to get there.
It's really God. Bad.
What I love too is that you go, oh, it's a bit backed up. I'll take some ammo, and then just you, like, laughing uncontrollably, red faced on the toilet.
Yeah.
That is essentially what happened.
Toby, you just did an impersonation of someone on the toilet. What's happened to you? You can't buy toilet paper, for Christ's sake.
Why have you pointed that out? Now I feel terrible.
Oh, no!
Now I real. Well, no, it was someone else on the... Yeah. In that situation.
It was Wes.
It was Wes. Yeah.
Toby's fine for people who know him to know he goes to the toilet. He just doesn't want strangers at the supermarket.
No, okay, fair enough.
That he goes to the toilet.
Fair enough.
Because your mother, did you get that? You got from your mother, surely. She doesn't buy toilet paper.
Oh, no, I developed this bizarre neurosis all by myself.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah. Yep, this one's homemade. I'm a pioneer in the can't buy toilet paper department. Yeah. Look, I look forward to passing it on to someone soon. Just,
great.
You know, bring
are
someone
we,
up.
Are you
totally
and Peter trying to have a baby?
To have bum babies?
I'm referring to we'll get a dog and make the dog afraid of buying toilet paper.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's the next plan.
You know what would be the perfect thing is if you got a dog that...
And beat it every time it had a shit.
Like, you got a dog that was just could not be toilet trained.
He has, Peter.
No, it's true. Every time you go over there, Peter's dragging his ass on the
carpet.
Yeah,
terrible worms.
Yeah, it is true. It's true. Because I don't bath him enough. That's why.
Yeah.
When you say bath him enough, do you mean suck him off?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean. Let's have some ammo!
Yeah!
Oh, dear.
We're totally doing ammo after this show, all right?
I don't. Yeah, I've got a headache just thinking about it. Thanks for coming, everyone. Yay! Please thank Scott Brennan and Toby Sullivan. I'm the allegedly fabulous Adam Richard. And where's... Yeah.
Okay.